John Walden here. Have you ever noticed this verse? Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. That's Acts 7 and 48. God does not live in a material building. This may surprise you a little bit. It's true that he did so in the Old Testament. The Lord said to the children of Israel, "Make me a tabernacle that I may dwell among you." 25th chapter of Exodus tells us about this. And from there through the balance of the book, he tells us about this first portable meeting place which God made. Then later on, Solomon was allowed to build for God a temple. And God said that he would place his name in that place. And he plainly said that they were not to offer their sacrifices in every place, but only in the place where God had placed his name. Now what do we have when we come to the New Testament? Well, you don't find any record at all of buildings or of God meeting with the people in buildings. The Lord Jesus said, "My Father's house shall be called a house of prayer for all people, but ye have made it a den of thieves." And a little bit later on, he said, "Your house is left unto you desolate." And the Lord Jesus left it, and so far as we know, never went back to it. The New Testament reveals to us very plainly, take for instance the first two chapters of Ephesians, where he points out that the church is not a building, but is composed of living stones. We are builded together for inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Now, I think that this is a great error, this business of considering certain buildings as sacred buildings where a person can go to visit with God. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not advocating nature worship, and I'm certainly not condoning the custom of many people who say, "Well, I can worship the Lord when I'm out in the hills and out on the golf course and so on." The next time somebody says that to you, just ask him if he really does it. Of course he doesn't. That isn't why he's going there. But what I am trying to get at is this. God is not dwelling in temples made with hands. God dwells in his people. The Holy Spirit indwells every true believer. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his, according to the 8th chapter of Romans. And then he indwells the local church. We're told in Matthew 18:20, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Where does God live, then, in this present day? He lives in the hearts of his people. He lives in the midst of his people when they gather together in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are builded together for inhabitation of God through the Spirit. Now, the disadvantage of considering a building to be God's house is this. You can only go to visit someone in his house at stated times when you're invited and so on. What about the rest of the time? Well, a person who believes in the presence of the Lord, in the believer, and in the midst of his people will understand that we have access to the Lord at all times. We're able to enter into the holiest through the blood of Jesus by a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Furthermore, we will understand that wherever believers meet together, in the name of the Lord Jesus, they can claim the presence of God. And another thing, a great deal of money is being wasted in putting up elaborate temples and beautiful buildings which should have been spent in the spread of the gospel. A man visited one such place, and they said, "Isn't this a wonderful house we've made for God?" And he said, "It'll be fine if you've got some way of getting God into it." And the trouble is that in many cases, there's no room for him if he did come into it. No, God does not dwell in temples made with hands. Our responsibility is to carry the gospel to all. Our responsibility is to meet together with other believers in a simple New Testament pattern and avoid this confusion that's come today. Our Father, we thank thee for thy presence among thy people. We thank thee, Lord Jesus, that thou art present when thy own gather together, that thy Holy Spirit is indwelling us. We thank thee for all that it means to be thy own. We ask thy blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.